Praise the Lord. Let's come to Romans chapter 3, verse 20 through 31. That's where we're going to start. Romans 3, 20 through 31. Talk a little bit about some of the things we talked about last week. But I'm talking about the law versus faith. Now then, I didn't understand this for a long time. I believe I do now. But just like Marlene said, the man that didn't know if he was saved or not, if he thinks his good works is going to get him to heaven, see, he will not get there. So if you think that you're going to get there any way other than by faith in God's word, you won't get there either. And that's just like healing. If you need to be healed, that's why so many people don't get healed, is because they don't know how to step into the world of faith. They don't trust God. They say they are, but they don't. Now then, I see lots of people that, as I have taught the healing power of God for many, many, many years, and I've seen thousands of people healed, thousands of them, and I've even seen hundreds of miracles, miraculous miracles, but I've did them all by faith. And I think about the people that say they have faith, and I've especially men or women, either one, not necessarily one or the other. I'll have some, like a little lady or a little man, to come to me and say, "Thurman, I know what you teach is true because it's in God's Word. But you prayed for me, and I know I'm believing God, but it's not working for me. My manifestation is not working. I am not rid of my pain. I cannot get healed. I don't know what's wrong. I know the promises of God. I've heard you teach them. I've read them myself in the Word. Exactly what you teach is there, but I'm not getting healed." And I say, "Well, you believe you're totally trusting God by faith." "Oh, yes. I'm believing by faith." I said, "Well, what'd you do with your medicine?" "Oh, I've got it in my back pocket. I got it in my purse." "Are you still going to see the doctor?" "Oh, yes." "You know, now, God's got till next Thursday. Next Thursday, I'm scheduled for surgery. If God don't show up between now and next Thursday, I'm going to have surgery. But I'm trusting Him." No, you ain't trusting Him. You have no faith. And that's why you don't get healed. God does not share His glory with nobody. So if you want to learn how to walk in faith, you're going to have to learn the difference between faith and the law. And it took me a lot of years to get to the point to understand that difference. As long as I walked under the law, I was sick and afflicted like everybody else. Was I in church? Yes. I mean, I was walking in obedience to God's Word. I was in church every Sunday, every Sunday night, every Wednesday, every Tuesday night, visitation. You know, I was working for the Lord. I was on fire for Him. If you'd asked me, "Do you have faith?" I'd have said, "Of course I have faith." But I didn't know how to spell it. I didn't know what faith was. I thought I did. But that's just like the people one day that's going to say, "Hey," like that man Marlene said, "in charge of a ministry." In charge of a ministry and don't know. Don't know that they're really saved. And if they die, "I hope my good works exceed my bad works so I can get to heaven." It won't get you there. You will not get there. When somebody asks you, in fact, somebody shouldn't have to ask you, "If I died today, would I go to heaven?" Nobody should have to ask you that question. You ought to be talking to people about Jesus all the time. When they see you, say, "Oh, there's that guy, Jack. Oh, Jack, he's that dummy that's always talking about Jesus. You can't be around him more than 5 minutes. He's going to want to know, where are you going to church or what?" Now, how would you like to be known like that? Instead of, "Oh, there's Jack. Oh, he's the guy that always cheats you on your business deals. He's the guy that's always cussing and telling dirty jokes." Now, which way you want to be known? You see the difference? There's a lot of people come to church that are known by their dirty jokes and what they're talking about, and they're really not talking about Jesus. Nobody should have to ask you if you're a born-again Christian. You should be talking to them about Jesus. That should be what's in your heart and on your mouth and your tongue. But this will tell you where your faith is, whether you're living under the faith. Now then, in Romans chapter 3, verse 20, it says, "For no one can ever be made right in God's sight by doing what His law commands." In other words, the law commands you to do a lot of things, but nobody can ever do all that and be made right with God. For the more we know God's law, the clearer it becomes that we aren't obeying it. That's just like somebody will tell you. And I've taught a lot of times about obeying the laws of the land. Romans 13 talks in great detail. And of course, in here, I will tell you, don't speed. But you know what? Not only does that mean don't speed, it also means don't run red lights. It also means don't run stop signs. You know, but how many people do you know that do that? How many people have you seen every day on a daily basis where you're going, you get ready to pull out, you see the light turn green, and you start to go out, and whew, they go right by. You know if that light's green there, the one on the other side's already been red for 1 second. First they had a yellow caution light, and then a red light, and when that light turned red, they give you one more second before your light turns green, because they know how people are. Well, for a whole bunch of you, I got news for you. If you haven't looked, in many cities at every intersection, in fact, I drove down Main Street in Louisville the other day, and I drove all the way out to 377, which is 10 miles out through Flower Mound, and every intersection I came to had four video cameras on every intersection. So guess what? Those are setting up there so that when you run that red light, eventually you're going to get a ticket in the mail. Ain't got to be no cop there. When that thing goes by and that light's red and you go through it, it's going to automatically take a copy of your license plate. They're going to send you a ticket in the mail for running a red light. You're going to start getting them. When you do, you're going to think, what's this ticket? And you ain't going to pay it. And then they're going to come get you because you broke the law. Now then, people, average person say, "I didn't break the law." Yes, you did. You know, here many times I'll pull up to a light and it's turning yellow and I'm start stop and it turns red before I get there, and two, three, or four cars go past me on the other side going on through that red light. Do y'all see this yourself? Now, those people all broke the law. They're all guilty. But you ask them, "No. No, that's just the way I do business." They're not guilty, but they are. Now then, God's law, for the more we know God's law, the clearer it becomes that we aren't obeying it. And of course, first of all, we don't know what the law says. We really don't know today. Christians don't even study the law. They don't know what it says, so it's impossible for them to keep the law. But the more you learn about the law, the more you realize how wicked you are. That makes you realize that you're a wicked person. You know, you have to be careful. You know, did you know that in the law, God's law, it says, "No man, no person that takes my name in vain will go unpunished." That's under the law. How many men or women, even in church, I'll hear people, somebody will say something, and they'll say, somebody will tell you something, and say, "Oh, my God." In church. Have you ever heard somebody say that in church? You need to be careful how you use His name. He might not have liked that. If you wasn't using it in a term that brought glory and honor to His name, you just broke His law, and He made a statement, "You will not go unpunished." So then people don't understand that when they get away from this faith and they fall back under the law, they fall from grace, and that's something else took me a long time to understand. But I now understand that too. But it says now that God, the clearer it becomes we aren't obeying it. For now God has shown us a different way of being right in His sight. Not by obeying the law, but by the way promised in the Scriptures long ago. Now, if there's another way, this has got to be good news. Because we can't keep the law. There's no human being ever kept the law. So if God's got another way or a new way of doing business that will make it a little simpler for us, we ought to all want to know about this new plan. Well, there is a way. Next, we are made right in God's sight when we trust in Jesus Christ. Now, see, that's the thing Marlene said a while ago. We trust totally in Him. We trust that Jesus did come to this earth. He did. He was God, and He is God. He did die on the cross. He did rise from the dead. The Father did pour out His wrath upon Jesus, and Jesus paid the price that you wasn't able to pay. He did that for you. So you were made right by what Jesus did. But how many people in the world did Jesus do that for? The whole world. All of us. But how many are going to get to heaven? A tiny little percentage. Now then, somebody says, well, I'm a believer. Okay, you know, I can't tell whether you really are or not. When it comes down to the law or faith, when you tell me you're a Christian, I really can't tell because I only see you at church. But when you leave here and you go home and you sleep around with your boyfriend, hey, you really don't know the God I know. You have not stepped into the world of faith. And that's where a lot of Christians are living. So every time they're committing a sin, they're falling from grace. And this plan that God's got for you quits working. It's just like if you are telling lies and you're telling these things and you're not walking in obedience to His Word. Or if you're holding a grudge against someone, you have sinned. And in fact, walking in faith is a very difficult thing. You know, Romans 14:23 makes a statement. We won't go there to that scripture right now, but I'll just quote it to you. Romans 14:23, Paul's talking about eating food. But he says, even if you don't eat your food in faith, it's sin. Then he makes this statement. Anything you do that's not according to faith or the Word of God is sin. Isn't that awful? That anything we do that's not according to faith, somebody said, I'm walking in faith. I don't know very many people in my walk with God that are walking in faith. Very few. There's very few people on this earth walking in faith. But when they say, I am a believer in Jesus, that's between Him and you. I don't know that. But if I can be with you for a few days, I can come a whole lot closer to saying whether you know my Jesus or another Jesus.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.